Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Linda Rodocker. And on Saturday, I had a thing on my phone that said I had won an iPad through Spectrum, and I just had to pay $1 for shipping. And at the very end, it said that I was now signed up for this whatever, wellness thing, whatever you people are.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not want that. And I called and talked to a Demetrius at customer service, and he said he canceled it, but it's showing up on my bank account. And I do not want it. I don't know how on earth I got charged for $49.95, I think, for something I do not want.
Okay. Your first and last name?
Linda Rodocker, Rothacher.
All right, Ms. Linda, for security purposes, please verify your address for me.
It's 213 West Main Street in Janaton, Hutton, Ohio, 44629, Box 144.
Okay. So I do see here where you spoke with him. Now, the reason, give me just a second. Yeah, so the reason that he did not issue a refund back to the account is because typically all sales are final. Well, all sales are final with those monthly subscriptions. So he just canceled the account out. There is no refund issue back on the account.
I do not want this, and I am not going to pay that amount of money for something I don't want. Now, how can you, 5 minutes after it's charged to my account, how can it not be canceled? I mean, I know the account's canceled, but is that a big old scam that I'm charged that almost $50 for something that I had no idea I was charged for?
Okay. Now, again, because it is showing that you did agree to the terms and conditions when you were signing up. Because, first, let me say this. I see here that you have the Bites Hub Nutrition app. I'm going to tell you how everything occurred. With that Bites Hub Nutrition app, it is designed to focus on how to use real foods to boost your energy, as well as cut sugar and carb cravings by providing you with meal plans and recipe guides to help you eat better, feel better, and do better. With the monthly subscription of $49.89, basically being about $1.83 a day. Now, I'm looking here at the account. And I do see here that, you did cancel the account with Mr. Demetrius. However, because you did agree to those terms and conditions in order to receive that prize, which was an iPad Pro by mail, which is the same section where it allows you to actually decline the offer for Bites Hub, which were in the terms and conditions. So when you did not agree to those terms, when you did agree to those terms and conditions, that makes those charges valid, meaning that the merchant is not going to issue a refund back because you agreed to pay that, Ms. Linda. Now, again, the account is canceled. Okay, and I do have to
my bank and have them take it off.
Yes, ma'am.
Fraud. It's definitely fraud.
Okay. Now, Ms. Linda, it's not fraud because, again, you did agree to those terms and conditions.
Did not agree. All I agreed to was to pay $1 for shipping for that stupid iPad. And I'm not getting the iPad because I canceled that also.
Okay.
Is there a supervisor I could talk to?
Yes, ma'am. So I can get you over to a supervisor. However, Ms. Linda, with these terms and conditions being agreed upon, there's not anything that the supervisor will be able to do because this is a direct order from the merchant.
Okay, I'll just go to my bank.
Okay, and I definitely apologize, Ms. Linda, for the inconvenience of these charges.
This is bullshit.
However, I do want to thank you for calling customer service. Ms. Linda, you have a wonderful day, okay?
How can I when you guys are scamming me?